Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
The Blitz, KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. Send your messages there. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that, 713-780-3776. And missed the first hour? A lot of good stuff. I'm not here. Just pretending.
Just, it's all, yeah. It was all a dream.
Yes, it was. Your Astros lineup for tonight?
Don't care.
Brantley hitting cleanup.
Okay.
Correa hitting fifth. Gurriel, Reddick, Chirinos, Kemp. That's okay. Bottom. Everything else is pretty as you would expect.
Did you see that Aggie and Bevo play baseball against each other today?
I did not.
Yeah. Apparently the other sports won't allow it. Aren't these the same athletic directors?
Thing is, baseball, who cares? You play so many games. They can always play those Tuesday games.
I mean, this is a Tuesday game.
Yeah.
But couldn't you say the same thing about basketball?
Yeah, I don't see any reason why they can't play in any sport not named football.
I think they should play in all sports.
I think it's
Texas and Oklahoma played every year forever, and they weren't in the same conference. It can be done.
It can be done. I just don't think either one of them wants to. There's a lot of bad blood there still.
So make money off your bad blood.
They're going to make money anyway.
I guess.
Aggie, here's the thing. Why, if you're A&M, why would you have Texas in when you can fill 100 and however many thousand seats with fill in the blank, Jacksonville State? Same thing for Texas. You don't need to play each other. I think I'd love to see it because it would be kind of cool if you had A&M playing Texas, just like Florida State plays Florida at the end of the year.
Yeah.
South Carolina plays Clemson.
I love it.
I mean, I think that would be really cool to add that back, but I don't really see the reason to do it if you're either team, frankly.
Yeah.
Other than just make fans happy, but it's from a money perspective, it's not going to make you a dollar more.
Probably
to
not.
Play the other school.
But your fans would be extremely happy.
Yeah, but when
do you know any fans who don't want that to happen?
But since when did any of these people ever care about what fans want?
They probably don't.
They care about making money. That's the whole thing. And you know, it's disappointing, but it's reality. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And you know, that may be the first time you've ever cared about college baseball.
It is.
So, congratulations.
Thank you.
Apparently, little Texans news. We kind of alluded to it. Andre Howell retired today.
Yeah.
Which I hope it. I know he said he's healthy, but I hope it's not because he's not. That would that'd be disappointing. Although he had pretty good insurance through the Texans, so if he were still sick, it would make sense to not retire. But you know, it's interesting.
Yeah.
And all indications are Kelvin Sampson will have a new deal maybe by the time the show is over.
Oh, that'd be nice.
From everything I'm hearing. So, appears to be a done deal.
Of course, I've been kind of hearing that all day.
Well, I've been telling you for 2 weeks he wasn't going anywhere, but nobody listens to me. Not a single person, including people who are writing for SportsMap today, even though I told them, you know, he's not going anywhere, but that's okay. 832 says college baseball's popularity is growing.
With who?
Yeah. Nope, not so much. It's probably bigger in this state than it is a lot of places.
I guess.
But it's still, I mean, I think on the grand scheme of things, it's a step above women's basketball.
That sounds about right.
So, like, people care if you have a College World Series team.
Yeah.
And A&M cared when they had a...
I think people still watch... I mean, not everybody watches because I don't, but I think some people still watch random College World Series games. Like, if the College World Series championship is on, I think people will watch.
If it's a team I care about, I will. Like, if it's LSU or...
Have you ever in your life watched a WNBA playoff game?
See, that's not fair because we used to cover the Comets when they were here. I was actually in the building for one of their championships.
Oh, Fred, you're a real supporter.
That was my job. Oh, I'm gonna make it clear.
Well, aren't you the guy who decided what job you were going to do?
Yes and no, but I still had bosses who insisted we cover a lot of crap that I never wanted to cover. I once had a boss tell me we had to cover the women's national championship in basketball the exact same way we covered the men's. Same display and everything, and I'm like, why? And I'll tell you what, it was the year UConn won both, and that was the whole thing. Oh, we have to cover the women just the same as we do the men. Listen,
yeah, let's put as much. And then did you say, well, okay, that means we need to put as many dollars into covering the men's as we or the women's as we do the men's? What sense would that make?
Well, that's the thing. We sent somebody to cover it, and I'm like, this is just
a waste of money.
It is, and I get, believe me, I do believe in trying to make things equal. But when it comes to sports, and that's why I love doing this show so much, I don't have to talk about crap that I don't care about. And I used to have to cover crap that I didn't care about, including the Comets. And, you know, they had a following, which is fine. But, man, we were covering them more than we covered the Rockets at one point.
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay, you know, we follow orders, son. That's how I felt about it. But deep down, I didn't feel it was the right thing to do. I felt like we should be providing people with the things they care about. And, you know, in my mind, that was stuff that we, like, you know, Lance and I talk about this all the time. We started doing fantasy football in the newspaper before anybody else, and Lance was my guy. We did MMA before anybody else. We did poker columns from Daniel Negreanu, which were terrific. And, you know, but I would get criticized because we didn't cover women's college basketball to the extent that we covered men's. And then when I left, they got rid of all the things. So it's like, you know, there's a reason that newspapers are dying. I mean, it's that simple.
Because they burn money on stuff that...
Well, now they don't, but, you know...
Well, they did for too long.
Yeah, and you know, and there was a time, frankly, we had no salary cap for a long stretch. And... Yeah, you know, I kept telling them we've got to start reining in some of what we're spending. And I actually cut our travel budget by, I saved us $1 million in travel.
Look at you, Fred.
Without cutting any actual travel. We were going, the way they were wasting money, we were going through this travel agency that, and I found this out the first time I went to go cover the Derby. I go through this travel agency and my flight is like $2,000. And the room was like $1,000 a night. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So then I go online, booked the same flight for $246 and the same hotel room for $400. It's like, why are we paying these guys all this money to do this? Oh, it's convenient. It's like, no, just get online. That's convenient enough. Book your own travel that way. And we saved a ton of money doing that. I wasn't real popular with the travel company.
Yeah, well, that's not surprising.
But that was the thing. It was just everybody was lazy about it. All they did was just, hey, I need to go to Miami to cover this. Okay, here, we'll book you and blah, blah, blah. And so our budget was just ridiculous.
Must be nice.
But no.
Now they're all looking. I mean, well, radio's the same way. Radio used to have a much bigger budget than we do now.
Well, we used to go to the Super Bowl every year. And, you know, there are things that, and I think next year we'll find a way to get there because we'll be a little smarter about it. But that's, you know, that's any business. It's a shame that, you know, that one went downhill so fast.
Yep.
713-780-ESPN is your number. So someone's brother-in-law in the travel agency. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was, you know. And I remember.
It's a good old boy thing.
Yeah. And that was when the internet was, I mean, we're talking 98, 99. And at the time, people weren't really booking their flights as much online. But, boy, you could get great deals back then.
Yeah.
And, you know, suddenly we started doing that, and everything was cheaper. Amazing how that works. Yep. But, you know, it's like any business. If you could find ways to cut expenses, then they're going to – like when I was at the school, they told me I had to spend a certain amount of money or else that budget would go into the general fund. And I'm like, okay, put it in the general fund. We don't need $10,000 in computers every year. What the hell? Oh, but you won't get that money next year. Well, guess what? We don't need $10,000 worth of computers next year either. And it's just, it's silly the way people.
1 year, we might need $10,000 worth of computers.
Yeah.
Save it for that year.
Yeah, exactly. And, oh, guess what? Yeah, then we'll fix it.
Yeah.
I'm asked on travel trips, do you expense or per diem? We expense them, but I'll be honest, I rarely turn mine in. it's most of the time if we go to Vegas, if I win money, I don't even bother with expenses. Yeah. I just use that to pay things off. But I still have some Uber trips from Dallas I should probably turn in.
That's one thing I always turn in is travel.
Yeah, like that's about it. I mean, most of the meals I just pay for my own because I'm going to eat anyway. Now, if I'm entertaining someone,
like if you've got a client out,
yeah, like if we take RJ out to dinner or something, I'll turn that in, which I've done before. But for the most part, yeah, it's just Uber. All right, guys, and you know what? Maybe you're in an Uber and you get in an accident. Well, you damn well better call Lawyer Dave because he's going to take care of you. Or maybe you're just in your own car and you get in an accident. Doesn't matter what kind of accident: car, 18-wheeler, industrial, workplace, slip and fall. You need Lawyer Dave. He takes care of the Blitzers. And maybe you've had hospital negligence and the doctor gave you some bad drugs. Guess what? He'll do that too. And the cool thing about Lawyer Dave is all the consultations are free. You don't pay a dime up front. And if you need to go to a doctor and you can't afford one, they're going to put you with one. That's what he does. And if he takes your case, he's not going to get paid until you win. He's gambling on you and you're gambling on him. And guess what? It's going to pay off because he is the best. He's based right here in Houston, practices all over the state, and consultations are free. So if you have any legal question, give him a call. If he can't help you, he'll put you with someone who can. Give him a call today, 713-626-8900. 713-626-8900 or on Twitter, at Lawyer Dave Law. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
Nights when I held you beside me.
You're listening to The Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And wanted to let you guys know that if you haven't checked out Sports Map today, you're missing out. Sportsmap.com. Thanks to you guys, in March, over 250,000 people hit Sports Map. So appreciate you guys reading. Keeps us all employed. And we keep putting good stuff on there. Cody has a story on Andre Howell's retirement. Joel and Jermaine have stories on U of H and Kelvin Sampson. And we have the soccer report from Victor. And we have Corey D has a has his nerd report, which is kind of a fun thing that we've added. So if you get a chance, check it out. We also have every day your Astros daily report. And, of course, last night they beat the Rangers 2-1. And that's as much vamping as I can do. So I went as long as I could, AJ. I did the best I could. It was about a minute's worth.
So I had an extra energy drink today?
Yeah.
You ever had to pee so bad that, like, you have a normal size urination, and then there's, like, a pause, and then it just starts up again, and it's, like, a whole nother one that's, like, you had one in the chamber?
Yeah.
That's what was happening to me.
Ah. Yeah, because you think you're done, but...
I double peed. It was, like, two full length... It was, I mean, not quite like Tom Hanks in League of Their Own level, but, like, I thought it was over, then it was like, nope, here we go again. And, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
I try to shorten the brakes around here, and then...
Yeah, and then look what happens.
I don't think about the fact that might have to really double pee.
And if you double pee, then the brake's not long enough.
Exactly.
Like I said, I was just checking because I needed to run, get some medicine out of my car for my throat, and I didn't think 3 minutes would be enough.
Okay.
So I didn't go. It's a good thing because then poor Aaron would have been sitting here going, oh, we're back on the Blitz. I'm Voldemort. Check me out at Aaron is Blitzed on Twitter.
Good thing you made it, indeed.
Oh, jeez. No way. I don't know if you saw this, but Brian Shaw, who's a World's Strongest Man winner, decided to eat the entire Taco Bell menu in one sitting.
Ooh, that's a bold strategy.
Yeah, well, I know you like to do the occasional eating challenge.
Yeah, I haven't done it in a long time. And right now, I don't think my body could handle it because I've been eating so clean that...
It would mess you up.
The Taco Bell. I mean, now Taco Bell is...
You talk about double peeing. That would be...
That's like a double... That's a risky move to begin with.
Right.
Taco Bell.
Right. I'm not sure that there's one item on that menu I would want. But care to guess how many calories?
27,000.
Not too far off. 20,000 calories.
Damn. Okay.
In one sitting.
Did he pull it off?
Yeah, he did it.
How long did it take him?
See, he's 6'8" and weighs 415 pounds, by the way. So
that's an unfair advantage.
Yeah, he eats an average of 12,000 calories a day, including 6 pounds of steak.
Man.
So, he ordered every item on the menu, which cost $120.03.
That's funny.
He even ordered multiple quantities of some items, treating himself to 3 caramel apple empanadas.
All right.
So,
One time... Barry Laminek and I and a couple other guys, Alex Morano, who's in the UFC.
Yeah.
We were Cody Phillips is the other one. We were the four who finished the challenge. We made up a thing called the Whataburger Challenge where you had to eat all four of the favorites challenge or all four of the favorites burgers on the Whataburger menu.
Yeah.
Like at the time it was the A1 Thick and Hearty Burger.
Okay.
The Patty Melt.
I couldn't do... More than one of those.
The Chop House burger and the barbecue chicken strip sandwich. You had to eat a large onion rings and a large milkshake. And you had 1 hour to accomplish this task.
No chance I could do that.
I did it, and I want to... Barry probably knows better than I do. And sometimes he listens. If you're listening, Barry, do you remember my time... I think I did it in like 11 minutes or something like that. And the next, like, I think Barry finished second and he was over 50 minutes. Like, it was.
He still did it in under an hour. That's pretty good.
Multiple people vomited.
Okay.
I don't know if I could have eaten another burger on top of that, but maybe I could have. I don't, but the whole Whataburger menu, that might be too much.
Yeah.
Because they serve breakfast 24 hours. I mean, there's too many things that could go wrong.
He did say it was the worst eating challenge he's ever done. He once did 14,000 calories while doing a Chick-fil-A challenge.
Damn.
Completed a 10,000 calorie pizza challenge and ate 25,000 during a cheat day binge of Wendy's, Krispy Kreme donuts, and Ben & Jerry's ice cream.
All right, then. That's pretty good. I mean, that's pretty solid.
Yeah, I could probably do an ice cream challenge.
I'd have to look at the whole Taco Bell menu. I mean, how many items was it? It
doesn't say.
That's difficult. And by the time you get it, I mean, oh, it says 54 items.
Hmm.
That's a lot of, I mean, you'd have to imagine a lot of that's going to be cold by the time it gets to you. Like, or by the time you get to it. Like, you can start, if you get it all at once, like, are you ordering in waves? And that would be a real bitch if you order almost everything, and then at the end they're like, oh, sorry, sir, we're out of Mexican pizzas today. And it's like, but I need to eat the whole menu. I'm sorry, sir. You have to come back tomorrow and try again.
Apparently he didn't get through the whole thing.
I thought he ate it all.
Well, according to some people, I didn't watch the video because it's a waste of my life.
What?
But apparently he didn't. He tried to eat the whole thing.
Okay. Well, there's a big difference there.
Yeah. So that's a fail.
That was like me when I did the burrito challenge. I forget the name of that restaurant, but that burrito was literally the size of my son. Almost had it. I had about a normal burrito size portion left at the end. Unfortunately, that was about, there was still about, you know, I had already eaten about 20 of those. So it was just too much. I was good on time too. If you say one more time, I'm going to punch you in the head.
Why?
Because you said how many times twice. In a row did you say
That was twice.
Aaron, I want you to pull that check.
Maybe three.
I think it was five.
It wasn't five.
We're going to find out.
You're exaggerating.
Brian, sports to you.
So on the eating the entire menu of places, there's a channel on YouTube called The Try Guys, where there's a guy that's actually gone through the menus of Burger King, KFC, Olive Garden, a steak restaurant. Where at Olive Garden he did that in the back of a moving truck, and then at for KFC, Burger King, and Taco Bell, he actually had a bucket where he put everything that tasted the same into said bucket for their different types of menu options. So you could actually find out which one actually had unique profile flavor.
How many restaurants are there where you'd actually want to eat the whole menu? Like, can you? I don't know if there's any. Thank you for the call, by the way. Especially fast food.
Menu. Yeah. Whataburger would be the closest, but there's no way I could do the whole menu.
No.
Of fast food. I'm trying to think of even a real restaurant. But restaurant, you wouldn't want to do that because the food's so good.
Right.
You kind of want to enjoy it.
Somebody posted on, I saw it on Facebook. I think it was floating around Facebook. There's like a guy holding a tray of McDonald's.
Yeah.
And it said, for $15,000 or no, $1,500 to finish all this in 8 hours, would you do it? And it was like two sodas, two fries, a 10-piece nugget, four burgers, and two pies. For $1,500 easily.
Yeah, that's in 8 hours?
I could do that in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be good. I used to eat, like when I was in high school, I couldn't gain weight to save my life. I was my sophomore year of high school, I was 6'3", probably 160 pounds. I wrestled at 154 pounds my sophomore year. So think about someone that looks like a skeleton, basically, a walking skeleton. And I used to go order 50 nuggets from McDonald's and just woof through them with a giant, back when they used to make like a bucket size drink at McDonald's.
Yeah, the humongo size.
Yeah, they made it illegal eventually to order this big of a soda, but I always got the orange soda, like the orange Fanta or whatever it was. or maybe it was high C, orange high C. But I would, and I would always get fries. And super, I mean, this challenge, four burgers from McDonald's, those burgers are.
Oh, they're tiny.
That's baby burgers. Now you're throwing 10 nuggets. Oh, two things of fries, big deal. Do that tomorrow for $1,500.
Is he offering to pay $1,500? Because I think it's going to cost him $4,500 because all three of us are going to do it.
He tweeted it out. It looks like a couple bacon cheeseburgers and a couple double cheeseburgers, 10-piece nugget, two fries, two drinks. I mean, that's you're going to lose money on that deal, dude.
If you're offering, dude, all three of us will do it.
Yeah.
You bring the food in and bring your money because you're going to have to pay us all $1,500. We'll do it in the 3 hours of the show.
Easy.
So
my best friend and I, you know those 4-foot pizzas that they have at New York Pizzeria?
Yeah.
My best friend and I put one of those down twice in a row within like 2 weeks of each other together.
I think I'll do that challenge for $300, guy on Twitter.
No, I want the full $1,500.
I don't need it.
Don't sell yourself short.
I mean, listen, nobody's paying us $1,500 for real.
Well, he's put it out there.
No, he just said, would you do it? He didn't say, I'm making a legit offer. If he legit offers $300, you put $300 on the table in front of me, done.
No, $1,500 for me.
Sorry. $300. Real man. What's your number, Aaron?
I want, like, if the minimum was $300, yeah, I would do it. But the fact that he already offered $1,500...
He didn't really offer. No, but that's not a real offer.
But he threw that number out. So,
well, this is a guy on Twitter that we don't even know.
That's okay. He shouldn't have thrown that number out.
At Trev Don.
Well,
I don't know him.
Well, if he had said, you know, would you do this for $300? Okay, fine. That'd be a different conversation. But he said 15. I'm not taking a penny less.
I mean, if he walked in here right now and handed me $500 and said, do it, that's going to pay for a river trip during the summer, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it for less than $1,500. Sorry.
$300. Done. Bring it on, Trev.
Now, for $1,500, I will let you guys start, and then as soon as I finish, I'll eat whatever you guys have left over.
What if we had this deal? $1,500 for each of us. Or there's so now there's a total pool of $4,500, but only the person who finishes first gets the money.
No, I'm going to lose that one.
No, you'd win that one.
Oh, well, fine.
So, nice try, though.
What if we took, like, what if one of us agreed with you behind the other one's back to take a dive and you cut in one of them for $1,000?
Now that could, maybe 500.
Cheapskate.
Yeah. Listen, what if you both took a dive for 500 each?
Well, yeah, that'd be okay.
And then, you know.
But then you'd have to do all the work.
That's all right. I mean, no, you guys would have to pretend like you're competing. You just... About halfway through, you're just like, oh, can't do it.
All right. I have to tell you about BetUS Racing, although I probably need to get new copy because the old dog ate my homework thing.
Did that really happen?
Yeah. She got both of them.
Oh, your dog is so bad. She needs to go to obedience school.
She, for some reason, it's real weird. She tries to, I think she gets pissed off because whenever I put the backpack on, she knows I'm leaving. So... If I leave it sitting out, she goes after the backpack. Like, somehow eating my U.S. Racing copy is going to keep me from going to work. But, guys, the Kentucky Derby's right around the corner. Where are you going to play? BetUSRacing.com, of course. At BetUS Racing, you can wager on over 200 racetracks right from your computer or mobile phone. It is time to get in on the action. This week, Wood Memorial, Bluegrass Stakes, Santa Anita Derby, all of them coming up. Your opportunity to get in and make some money. And I've been using BetUS Racing for a while now for horses, and I love it. And it offers daily rebates. And you just need to use the exclusive promo code PONY. You're going to get 10% cash added to your next deposit. And if you need some action between races, you can play blackjack in over 300 casino games at BetUSRacing.com. Sign up today. You qualify for a $150 bonus. So go to BetUS Racing, get started betting today. Don't forget to use the exclusive promo code PONY and get 10% cash added to your next deposit. BetUSRacing.com. It's time for you to get in on the action.
Now you go. Yeah, you got my back against the wall. of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Behold the King, the King of Kings. Your knees, dog.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And you know what that music means. Time for the legendary TV star and Chronicle columnist, Jerome Solomon. What's up, buddy?
Star is a little loose. The superstar would be better.
Yeah, yeah. That superstar that goes past loose.
When you're on a little earlier than 11:30, you can be a superstar.
Hey, late night is when it happens. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, but you're in the late night spot. You're like you're in the Conan spot when he was after Leno. You're where
I need to be bumped up.
Yeah, now on TV, only British guys do your time slot. That's what you've got to do. Oh, you're a funny British guy? You can come on at 11:30. That works.
I'm black, AJ. That's CP time. I'm as of it's 9 o'clock for us.
Jerome, I'm curious your thoughts on the Kelvin Sampson situation. I mean, if you were putting odds on it, what do you think the chances are that Kelvin is back here in Houston next season? And what are the chances that he's here, I mean, for the long haul?
Well, he's 63 years old, so there's no long haul.
Okay.
I think. But I think it's a 90% chance that he's back. And frankly, I know Kelvin really well. I've known him for 20 years, and I really don't understand what the whole situation is here. And it's not, I don't understand, like, oh, this is befuddling. It's more of, I really haven't had a full discussion with him on it. So, but it just seems odd that with the situation as it is and what's available there, that he hasn't said, I'm in, you know. And that's, you know, but again, it's also one of those where I've never begrudged anybody for bailing or going wherever they want to go, whatever makes their family, because it's their life, not mine. It's much better for my life if Kelvin Sampson is the head coach at U of H. But if it's not better for him, then it's the right move for him, you know, until we see down the road and go, I can't believe you did that. But it's weird that it's taken this long, that it's gotten here, and he kind of, you know, didn't want to deal with it during the season. I get it, but that's not how I would have handled it. I would have told them, you know, this is what it'll take for me to stay. Either you want me or you don't. And he didn't do that. And now they're working it out. But I think they're going to work it out, because it makes a lot more sense for him to stay here at his age. As I mentioned, why do you want to go somewhere else and do another rebuild? You've done a good rebuild here. You're in a good, solid situation. You're beloved. But that's not going to change. And you got a situation where you set your son up for the next move. Your family's locked in here. And, you know, we're talking Arkansas.
Yeah.
Sorry. We're not talking Kentucky or Duke or North Carolina. We're talking Arkansas, job-wise and, you know, location-wise. Stay here.
So, you panicking on your Astros yet?
Of course.
You have to, right?
Astros
Twitter went into a full panic after the first series.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know why y'all are not panicking. I mean, they're in last place. I mean, did you expect them to be in last place?
I kind of assumed this was coming. I knew that there was an eventual meltdown happening.
Yeah. It's a positive. The reaction, I mean, in that people are paying a lot more attention to what they do, and people who've been hardcore Texans fans think, oh, you lost a game, you're behind in the division. You could lose a bunch of games and not really be in big trouble in the division when it comes to baseball. This is a really good team. They're loaded, and they're going to get more loaded with whatever happens down the road. And a slump This isn't even a slump, but a slump will not hurt this team. They're that good. They would need a collapse to not be one of the contenders during the season. And that might be boring to some people because I'm really they're not going to get my blood flowing and juices going until, what, September or August even, because I know what they're going to do and I know what's going to happen. And it's, but the first week of the season, please, you know, I mean, it's, it, they're too good for us to be overly concerned. But I think it's fun that we're, you know, in that Boston Red Sox mode where people are, you know, paying attention to every, forget every game, every inning, every at bat, and everything is scrutinized and overly scrutinized. That's a good thing because we scrutinize every Afro Blue carry. Each one of those 1.5 yards.
Hey, speaking of the Texans, kind of surprising news on Andre Howell today. Do you have any insight on why he retired today?
I truly don't. I'm totally out of the loop on that one, and it was a surprise. It just popped up. I thought he, you know, showed up really extremely well in coming back last year, and was over whatever he was dealing with, but it's you know, he had a lot going on. It was more than just the dealing with the medical issue and the cancer, and you know, he had a family issue and his father passed away, so he's dealing with a lot of things on his plate. But I thought he dealt with it and had dealt with it and was, you know, this is one of those. I hate to even use the phrasing because people put it in bad context, but you're not going to go out and find this job somewhere else next week. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. if this job is available, if playing, you know, safety on an NFL team is a job that's available to you, all the people who are available, who are capable of doing it, take it. Forget all the people like you and I who are not capable of doing it. Yeah, of course, we would take it, but that doesn't mean anything. I'm talking about the people who actually could do it would just automatically take it. So if a guy in his situation decides not to, there's something there that's really meaningful and really deep and personal. And, like, you know, it's very similar to the Kevin Sampson thing. I'm not going to tell him, you know, he's wrong for moving somewhere else to take that job. Like, I wouldn't tell Hal that I can't believe you would not take this job that's available. It's a personal, deeply personal decision, but it's very surprising in that sense.
So tell the people about Houston Sports Show and what do you got going on this week?
Houston Sports Show, taking the city by storm. I mean, we immediately jumped to number one show in our time slot, the number one show late night on Sunday. It's fun. I mean, it's people are really getting into it. Barry Laminack is killing it. I mean, he's crushing it. If you guys are going out to the Astros game on Friday, then get there early. Look for Barry out there doing man on the street interviews, and you can get yourself on television.
Well, we can't get there early.
Fun of you,
we can't get there early. We'll be working.
Well, no, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking to the people.
Oh, okay.
If I wanted y'all on TV, I wouldn't want my show to succeed. I want No. He'll be out there after he gets off at 4 o'clock, and he'll come out to Minute Maid, and he's going to do some stuff out there outside the stadium. It'll be fun and entertaining. So hunt us down and find us and check us out on at Houston Show on Twitter and Instagram, and find out exactly where you can hunt Barry down. But yeah, you want to be involved with it. One thing I did find, one of my brothers was like, man, I've heard this Barry guy on the radio. He doesn't look like he sounds. And I was like, well, what does that mean? He's like, well, it makes it funnier to see him. I don't think that was necessarily a compliment, but I think people are getting to know what Barry looks like. And he's enjoying being a, you know, budding TV star, I think.
Well, congratulations on beating the infomercials. I'm very proud of you.
I am an infomercial. We have info and we have commercial. So, yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Oh, yeah. Boy. All right, that's your...
You won't say that when I put your book on the show this week and tell people to buy it, right? Yeah. All of a sudden, then you'll be all up on it, brother.
That's right. We'll turn into ass-kissing, like, Fred.
Well,
in fact, I'm going to do that. That's what I'll do.
All right, I'm actually going to watch to see if you do that. So
if you plug his book, he'll invite you back on our show.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he's always already invited. That's not fair.
Well, that's your book, because there'll be people who watch that who don't listen to your show and don't know how good it is and how special it is. And can I keep going? Y'all right, break me up now.
Yeah, you're okay. You're okay.
Yeah, that's
all right, man. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks again. Always a pleasure, sir.
All right, fellas.
All right, that's Jerome Solomon. Okay, we're going to take a break. We come back, we will have a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. As always, it'll be entertaining. And then guess who's going to join us after that?
Eric Warner.
Yes. Beer. Always a good thing.
Yeah.
All right, quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
They came to their heads, and he sent them to hell.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. The Cannon, a co-working ecosystem for Houston's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and freelancers, has opened up their brand new location just west of the Galleria at 675 Bering. Offices start at just $900 a month. And all members of the Cannon Post Oak can also work out of our main campus space. Visit thecannonhouston.com/postoak for more information and to book a tour. Those things are really taking off.
I got a thing at someone sent me this on Twitter. CeCe's Pizza.
Yeah.
Which, listen.
Not my favorite. Not going to lie.
There's a lot of good pizza out there. And there's CeCe's Pizza. But they will give you $500 for you and a partner to finish a 28-inch pizza in 1 hour.
Oh, that's doable. 28 inches? That's not that big.
That's what she said.
Well,
but there's a picture of the pizza next to two. Well, there was a picture of the pizza next to two full-size adults. Of course, there's like an ad.
Yeah.
That's how it always works. Look at that.
That's easy. No offense.
I mean, I think that's more than manageable. I mean,
in an hour?
Yeah. I'm not saying it would be easy, because eating food that you're not crazy about the taste, no matter.
And I'm not a big fan of crust on pizzas.
You have to eat all the crust.
So you have to eat the crust, yeah.
It says here, the rules are you and one partner have 1 hour to eat a 28-inch, one-topping pizza. You will each be given a 32-ounce drink. You'll have to eat the whole pizza, crust and all. No trips to the restroom. And you have to hold it all down at least 2 minutes after you finish.
That's doable.
Costs $50 to enter.
Okay.
But if you complete the challenge, you win $500.
10-1.
You need 24 hours notice.
Hmm. That's doable.
I think I'm in, dude.
Could do that once a week and make a living.
Yeah, it could be my side hustle.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I've never actually done a cruise. I've thought about it a few times, but...
All right.
But, you know, apparently, occasionally people try to smuggle things. Well, several passengers were busted trying to smuggle millions of dollars worth of cocaines in Cheetos bags.
Cocaines or cocaine, just cocaine?
Cocaine, excuse me. In Cheetos bags. I was reading cocaine and Cheetos at the same time and stuck an extra S on there.
Co-Cheetos.
12 cruise passengers were caught
The six men and six women passengers were busted smuggling $2.6 million worth of cocaine or cocaines on board a cruise ship. They hid the nearly 40 pounds of coke in Cheetos bags and ceramic bowls. Now, the ceramic bowls, if I saw that, that would immediately raise suspicion, right? Because who's taking those?
Yeah.
But how many Cheeto bags would you have to have for 40 pounds of coke? That's probably what got them. Somebody walked in and said, what are you guys doing with 52 Cheetos bags?
Yeah. It's good. I mean, you could just be a pothead, or you could have filled them all with cocaine.
And that's what happened. Mm-hmm. All 12 suspects, ages 20 to 52 years old, will be prosecuted in Portugal, where the cruise was based.
Wait, cocaine's illegal in Portugal?
Apparently.
God, I thought these Euros were like some sort of hoity-toity advanced people where it's just, it's cool to do what you want to do. Mm. Can't have cocaine there? What's the point?
And that is your...
You Euros are no better than us.
That's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
It's supposed to be evolved.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Also want to tell you, Thursday, April 11th through Saturday, April 13th, you can buy one wedding band and get another at 50% off at Zadok Jewelers. Buy two bands and automatically be entered to win the Honeymoon Helper giveaway, which is a $1,500 Southwest gift card. $1,500 will fly you pretty much anywhere on Southwest. And you can win a free engagement photo shoot plus a $300 Zadok gift card. Starting April 8th, Zadok Jewelers is doing an Instagram giveaway. To be entered to win, anyone can post a picture of their engagement ring and tag at Zadok Jewelers and at Swish and Click. Zadok Jewelers will draw the winning name on Thursday, April 11th. All right, we're going to go to break. Eric's here. Eric has a surprise for us, AJ.
What is it?
We have an experimental BBH.
Oh my.
Or as I like to say.
Did you pull that audio? How many mms in a row did he have? Three?
Okay, I told you what happened.
Somewhere in between.
That's just my nice way of telling you whatever you're saying is boring.
Boring.
Crap.
I know.
Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.